We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome into the DNVR Rams podcast, presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download it today. Use the promo code DNVR when you sign up. We already discussed the offensive players on part one. This is part two, where we break down the 2023 signing class for CSU. The Rams signed 34 individuals on Wednesday afternoon. Still have 5 open scholarships remaining, so we'll see what happens with those. Looking forward to keeping this going. If you did miss that first part, go check it out. Again, we're talking defensive players on this portion of the podcast. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and it's my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Really, it just comes down to the variety. I love that they have same-game parlays. I love that they have easy and fast payouts. I can get my money right then and there. And what's really dope is right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you're going to get $150 in free bets. You heard me right. You don't even need to pick them to cover. You just have to get the outright winner. And don't worry, if you're not a new customer, DraftKings is hooking everybody up this holiday season. Everybody can get up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlay. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, and more. Boom. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. We've obviously got a Broncos game coming up on Christmas Day. You know, maybe you feel like Denver's going to keep the good vibes going. Maybe you think Jerry Jeudy is, you know, going to keep this hot streak rolling. Sounds like Cortland Sutton may or may not play. So I really do like some of those Jerry Jeudy reception props over on DraftKings Sportsbook. Whatever you do, make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code DNVR, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and get $150 in free bets when they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with that promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, y'all, let's keep it moving with these defensive players, starting with Dante Scott. 6'1", 195 pounds, out of San Diego, California, played at Bonita Vista High School. 3-star composite recruit by 247 Sports. Also runs track. Shocker, I know. 54 catches for 1,064 yards and 14 touchdowns as a wide receiver. He will play safety at the collegiate level. Had him on the Rams pod back in the day. He was one of the first commits for this class. Really, really nice kid. Really polite. I'm very excited for him to come here. Versatile athlete. He received interest from quite a few programs in the Mountain West. I know that Hawaii certainly wanted him bad, but he ultimately wanted to play on the defensive side under Freddie Banks. And if you missed my podcast 2 pods ago, where I kind of just gave some takeaways on this 2023 class, that was one of the things I talked about. A lot of these defensive players did not play defense in high school, or it wasn't their primary position. But that's okay, because the thought process is they are above average athletes. They have explosive traits. You know, you can get him on campus, you can coach him up and teach him how to play those positions. What you can't teach is just general explosiveness or, you know, insane athleticism. You can improve to an extent, but I mean, you kind of either have it or you don't. And when you watch Scott out there, I mean, he's a dude that flies all over the field. I think he's going to translate really nicely on that side of the ball. Keeping with the defensive backs, we've got Jalen Gardner, 6'1", 205 pounds out of Episcopal High School out in Texas. A guy that played both ways in high school, which is unsurprising given his athleticism. Three-sport letterman in football, basketball, and track on the gridiron. He was a wide receiver and defensive back. Again, he will obviously be playing DB at CSU. As a senior, had 33 catches, 459 yards, 4 TDs. Also had 38 total tackles and an interception on defense. He chose CSU over an offer from UTSA. UTSA actually signed the top-rated G5 recruiting class in the country, so a nice pickup for CSU, especially given that they were able to, you know, take him right out of Jeff Traylor's backyard out there at UTSA. I mean, a guy from San Antonio. Looking at his bio on csurams.com, it mentions that he has a high jump of 6'6". Which you've got to love if you're a Ram fan, because, I mean, you can just envision him, you know, in the secondary, ball hawking, going up and high pointing a ball over a receiver. Really feels like the kind of guy that would have ended up at San Diego State most years and been a perennial all-conference player, just freaky athletic, you know, 5-6 interceptions a year. Maybe not quite that many, but you guys get what I mean. Keeping in line with these defensive backs, we have Jet Vincent, 6'1", 180 pounds out of Canton, Kansas. Chose the Rams over an offer from North Dakota, but while he may not necessarily have the biggest recruiting profile in the world, he definitely has an impressive athletic background. He's a four-time All-State selection as a defensive back, also a one-time selection at wide receiver. In addition to football, he played basketball, ran track, averages 15 points per game on the basketball court. What's insane, though, he holds the Kansas all-time state record with 36 interceptions in his high school career. He did play eight-man football, so it'll be, you know, somewhat of a transition. But, I mean, a guy that's as athletic as that, I'd be pretty shocked if it didn't end up translating. And I really could see him being, you know, kind of one of the most slept on, but in the end, you know, one of the biggest diamonds in the rough of this class. You don't get 36 interceptions in your high school career if you don't have some ball hawking skills. And what stands out to me, like when I watch him on film, is just the amount of ground he can cover. Now, part of it is there's a lot of open field because it's an eight-man game, but he's able to do it. Like, he's covering the ground of two people out there in a lot of instances. It's a slightly smaller field, but still, that dude just flies and he plays with physicality, you know, solid open field tackler. I think he's going to translate really well as safety. Another guy I could see at safety or corner, depending on how things pan out, maybe nickel. TJ Crandall, 5'11", 170 pounds at a Sammamish High School in Washington. Committed to CSU in June over offers from Army, Arizona State, Idaho State, and Yale. His Twitter profile also indicates interest from a multitude of other programs, though, including Nevada, Washington, Washington State, TCU, USC, mostly schools along the West Coast. He has a basketball background. There's some really sick highlights of him just throwing down on the hardwood. Essentially just fits the mold of the type of defensive back that you want in this 4-2-5 under Freddie Banks. I mean, explosive. Great vertical, moves well in space, can cover a ton of ground. I know I kind of sound like a broken record here with some of these descriptions, but the staff really did have a profile of recruit that they wanted to go after. They did a great job of identifying those and finding them. One of the surprise signings on signing day was Dylan Phelps out of Nevada Spring Valley High School, 6'2", 185 pounds, took an OV to Hawaii. On 3 and 247, I think both had him projected to sign with the Warriors, but ultimately signed with the Rams instead. When you look into his background, easy to see why the staff coveted him. Certainly fits the profile. Three-sport athlete that starred in basketball and track. As a corner, he earned all-conference honors as a senior. Finished with 57 total tackles and a pick six as a senior. I'm excited to see him on campus. Moving on to the transfers, we have Tyrell Grayson out of Utah Tech, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He's actually going to have an opportunity to play his old team this fall, assuming that he's on the field. If he does, hopefully he'll produce the way he did for the Bison, man, because over the last 22 games, he recorded 187 tackles, 13 PBUs, 3 picks, and 3 forced fumbles. To quote Chris Tucker on that one, damn! Obviously going to be making a jump up in terms of the level of competition that he's going to be facing, but you know I'm really intrigued and I'm really excited to see how he pans out. Also really excited for Ron Harge III out of Oregon State, 6 foot, 190 pounds. He was a three-star recruit out of high school, actually began his career at the University of Illinois, played in six games as a true freshman. He then went to the City College of San Francisco, had 27 tackles, one interception, and three pass breakups in 2019. Finally played in 22 games at Oregon State. This past fall, played in nine games and had 20 total tackles and two PBUs. Like Phelps, a bit of a surprise, not somebody that I had on my recruiting radar coming in, but seems to be, you know, a nice pickup for this defense. Hopefully he can kind of come in similarly to Chigozie Anuzium. Probably not going to make exactly that type of impact because Chiggy was really, really good last year. It's huge that he was able to come back, but potentially could be, you know, that other starting corner opposite of him. Greg Ledet opted to, you know, forfeit his final year of eligibility and declare for the NFL draft. So they're going to need somebody to start opposite of him. You've got Hector at nickel. You've got Blackburn and Howell at the safeties. Maybe Harge or one of these transfers will be your other starting corner. Another transfer I'm pretty excited about, Dominic Morris, 5'11", 175 pounds out of Furman. He was an all-conference selection as a true freshman in 2021. Had 19 tackles, 7 PBUs, and a pair of interceptions in 10 games this past fall. Not the biggest guy in the world. What is encouraging, though, is he plays bigger than his size. And honestly, they just needed to get some more athletic experience cornerbacks in the room. And they were able to do that with these three transfers. The hope is that a lot of these freshmen, you know, end up panning out, you know, maybe in 2023, but, you know, probably beyond that. But they did need some experience, both in the secondary and obviously the offensive line, just with some guys that have experience. They're obviously going to be more developed physically, you know, maybe a little bit more mature just given their stage of life. But I'm certainly intrigued by the defensive backs that they were able to sign in this 2023 class. I'm going to move on and talk about the front seven. Really intrigued by these linebackers and defensive linemen that signed. Also have to shout out one offensive tackle who I totally spaced on the first part of the pod. Definitely wasn't intentional. Real quick, though, our next partner has a product I use every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I didn't have time to take a million different health supplements. I wanted more energy. You know, I don't like taking pills and vitamins. They're chalky. I choke on them. I've been on AG1 now for well over a year. I love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. You know, it's not chalky. It kind of has a mild tropical taste. It's really smooth. And what's awesome is in just one scoop, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It's a great way to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, literally all the things. It's lifestyle friendly, so whether you're keto, paleo, vegan-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, you're good there. Less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. It costs less than $3 a day, so it's a great way to invest in your health without spending a bunch of money. And you don't just have to take my word for it, because they have over 7,000 five-star reviews and they're trusted by professional athletes and leading health experts. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out over your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/rams. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/rams to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, to the linebackers we go, starting with Drew Rodriguez, 6'2", 195 pounds out of Sprague High School out in Oregon. In addition to football, where he played both ways, he also ran track and played basketball, was a wide receiver and a safety at the high school level this past year, had 39 catches for 747 yards, 15 total touchdowns, 11 of which were receiving. Also registered 62 total tackles, 3 picks. 2 of which he was able to take to the house. And when you watch him on film, he just covers a ton of ground. I mean, from sideline to sideline, he moves so well. Feels like a perfect fit at linebacker. Kind of reminds me of a Troy Anderson type from Montana State. A guy who also started on the offensive side. Actually started on the offensive side in college. Played, you know, quarterback and receiver, then moved over to linebacker, where he ultimately was a second-round draft pick under Freddie Banks, CSU's current defensive coordinator. You can see what the staff likes about him. I mean, really, you could say that with all of these linebackers. Again, all three linebackers are going to be converted from different positions. including Nico Lopez, 6'3", 210 pounds out of Santa Margarita Catholic High School in California. He's a guy that played a little bit of everything. I mean, he was a two-time all-conference selection at wide receiver at 581 yards, five TDs as a senior. Watching him on film, what kind of stands out is the physicality that he plays with. I mean, both defensively and offensively, he's looking to kind of run through guys. I'm not shocked that a lot of Mountain West schools wanted him to be a tight end. I really feel like him and all these guys are going to translate really nicely at linebacker, though, and that's obviously big because you've got to replace a lot of production. I mean, no DaQuan Jackson, no Cameron Carter. Those are a couple of guys that wrapped up about, you know, 500 tackles over the last half decade. Rounding out the linebacker class, we have Boom Jock out of Episcopal Prep School in Virginia, but he is from Minnesota, 6'5", 210 pounds, three-sport athlete in high school, was a receiver and safety as well, had 54 catches for 814 yards, nine TDs, and 52 tackles and four picks as a senior. Getting kind of repetitive here, but when you watch him on film, you just can't help but rave about how much ground he can cover. I mean, sideline to sideline, all three of these guys are going to be freaks. And when you think about the talent and the athleticism that this group also has in the secondary and in the trenches, that defensive line is very, very intriguing already. And then they signed an awesome class. You're excited to talk about those guys here coming up. But I just feel like linebacker is a position that the Rams are going to benefit greatly from having significantly more speed at in the coming years. When you look at the way that the game is played now, so many up-tempo offenses, you know, so many vertical tight ends and stuff, athletic running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, you need guys that can cover a lot of space and that are versatile. And when they also have a background, you know, at wide receiver and safety, they're also going to have some ball hawking skills and the ability to create turnovers for you. So I just think it's exciting. I really like the approach that they've brought defensively since Freddie Banks has come over, and it's easy to see why Jay is so high on him. I mean, he's a stellar recruiter. He hired a really good staff. I'm very impressed with Adam Pillapal, the linebackers coach. Hear good things about Marcus Patton, the DB's coach, and also Buddha Williams, the defensive line coach. And I mean, the kind of the proof's in the pudding with those positions. Speaking of which, we have the defensive linemen, starting with Kennedy Mayhem McDowell, 6'4", 210 out of Memorial High School. As I wrote in my recruiting tracker, what really stands out about him is he's just a monster off the snap. He's a QB killer, and he's like two steps past the tackle before they're even getting in their stance. He's a letterman in football and track, which is going to translate really well. And he looks like he can be a three-down player. I mean, he had 54 total tackles and six sacks. He was also a finalist in the 110-meter hurdles as a sophomore and has a school record time of 14.47 seconds there. McDowell is the type of guy where he could be a tight end if he wanted. He moves well enough to do that. Maybe even could have been a receiver in a different life instead. Terrorizes quarterbacks and is probably going to make a lot of money doing so someday. Along with CSU, he received offers from Arizona State, CU, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Notre Dame. He also could have gone to Army or Air Force. Fortunately for us, he is going to be in the green and gold. As is Andrew Lorich, 6'5", 250 at a Yorkville High School in Illinois, straight out of the heart of the Big Ten country. Really nice addition for the Rams. Based on what I've heard, there was a lot of P5 interest late, and he basically told them, do not bother, I'm going to CSU. One of my favorite prospects in this class, he has tremendous size for a guy coming out of high school. I feel like he could play in the interior or on the edge. 50 total tackles, 29 for loss, 17 quarterback hurries, and 7.5 sacks last year. He's proven to be an effective disruptor in every stage of the game. He's a solid open field tackler. He's a tremendous pass rusher, obviously. And he's just got a relentless motor. I mean, it kind of reminds me of watching J.J. Watt in some ways, you know, early Watt, just how he never stopped going. Cool dude, too. There was a story that came out about how he was a barber for the team and kind of cuts everybody's hair. So maybe we can do a live video where he gives me a haircut or something in the future. Keeping it moving, we've got Whitfield Powell out of the Regent School of Austin in Texas, 6'4", 211, another solid frame as a teenager. Comes to CSU with a super impressive resume that includes being a two-time All-State selection in football and a state record holder in multiple track events. What all these guys have in common is that, you know, they choose to play defensive line, but they could be, you know, big tight ends. They probably could star in basketball if they wanted to. You shouldn't be able to be that agile and move that quickly when you have the size that all of these defensive line prospects have. But that's just the way the game's going. And it's why these players end up making a ton of money in the NFL. The only local defensive lineman that we signed was Javion Smith-Combs out of Cherry Creek, 6'6", 222, multiple state champions, so he comes with a winning background. His athletic profile is obviously really encouraging as well. Two-sport athlete, he plays basketball. He looks like he could suit up in the NBA right now. I mean, he's just massive, and he moves so well. What really stands out on film about him is he has really active hands as a pass rusher. He demonstrates that he understands, you know, how to use that length. And that's not really common out of the high school level. Usually they don't really develop that till they get to college. Probably a product of the quality coaching you get at Cherry Creek. But he's really encouraging. I mean, he's insanely strong, throws offensive linemen around like it's nothing. And he just covers a ton of ground from sideline to sideline too. Really long strides, which makes sense given that he's 6'6". I'm really excited to see what he does when he gets to campus. Finally, we've got Kenyon Aggers out of Inglewood High School, 6'3", 230 pounds, the fourth player to sign out of Inglewood in the last two cycles for CSU. Those West Coast ties coming in big. Three-sport athlete, also plays basketball and runs track. Common theme with this class. They just care so much more about explosive traits and general athleticism than they do about being refined. That said, when you watch Aggers, he looks like a guy that could potentially play pretty early, going up against pretty high-quality competition, you know, out in the California prep circuit. I mean, the offensive tackles, they couldn't keep him in front of him. Like, he just worked them snap after snap after snap. I'm as excited about the future of the defensive line as I pretty much ever have been, especially when you look at the veterans that they have coming back, some of the guys that were able to, you know, make a big jump last year in the interior, you know, James Mitchell, Cam Baratau, obviously Mo on the outside. He's a stud and he can be, you know, just kind of a great veteran leader for all these young guys and kind of teach them what he knows. And then all of a sudden, you know, going into 2024, you're feeling really good, even after losing Kamara to the NFL draft, and hopefully he ends up being a really high draft pick. All right, before we go, I do have to mention two offensive tackles because I screwed up my notes and forgot to mention them on the last one, starting with Ader Urien Burianchea out of California. I probably butchered that. I'm going to have to ask him how to say it 85 times. Comes from the Chaminade College Prep School, 6'5", 325. Had some FCS interests from Incarnate Word and Sacramento State. Also had offers from Fresno, San Diego State, and Wyoming. Three-star prospect on 247 Sports. What stands out about him, despite how he has this massive frame, he just moves really well. He looks awesome in pass-blocking scenarios, and he mauls dudes in the run game when he gets the opportunity. Has predominantly been a right tackle so far. I think he could play left side. We'll have to see. The other guy we got to shout out is Chris Maxey at O'Brien High School in Texas, 6'5", 323, so another monster, massive dude. Didn't get a ton of interest from schools around the country, but he definitely has the right size. And another guy that moves pretty well laterally for having that much mass. When he watches his huddle film, he's pretty impressive. In general, I feel like this class did a great job of filling in the gaps that they needed. I think they have a really strong place to develop and move forward for the future of this program under Jay Norvell. You obviously have a lot of veterans coming back, you know, this year, and you added some transfers these past two cycles. If you want to be a consistent winner, though, you have to be able to recruit at the high school level, especially, you know, when you don't have the financial backing to just be throwing big wads of cash at people in the transfer portal every winter. Really interested to see what ultimately happens with those five remaining scholarships. Also looking forward to talking more about these guys in the coming months, especially as, you know, more of them get on campus and we get to meet them a little bit and see them in action. If you missed my general takeaways pod on the 2023 class, go check it out. We also have a new draft podcast where I kind of give some of my thoughts on signing day and transfers across the country with Andre Simone and Jake Schwanitz of the Buffs Beat. I'll be on with Michael Klar of ESPN Denver on Christmas Eve, so make sure you check that out as well. It's actually going to be his final radio performance, so you don't want to miss that one. We'll be talking signing day, basketball, and more. That's all I have for today, though. Much love to all of you. Hope everybody is staying warm. Merry Christmas, y'all. Peace. Thank you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.